the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Hope you had a great July 4th.
And stuff, they had that big hot dog eating contest they do every year. I don't watch it.
I don't either. That's gross.
You know, okay. This is really weird about that.
Okay.
Because I don't know anybody who likes it. But they hype it every year and it's on TV. And I don't know anybody who's like, yeah, everybody's reaction.
It's gross.
Yeah.
Because who wants to sit for entertainment and watch someone shove hot dogs in? Ugh.
Right. Usually, yeah. If everybody is kind of repulsed by something, they don't just keep hyping it.
Yeah.
Except for our show. But then I took a step back and I'm like, but they don't really hype it. That's the difference.
There's no hype.
That's the difference, is we don't have that kind of hype. There really aren't tons of places in our culture where you can talk like this, so I'm going to take advantage of it.
Okay.
My name is Brant. Sherry is here, by the way. I'd like to spend my life contemplating the goodness of God. Mm. It doesn't mean not doing stuff, not being with people, but I want that to be part of like the thread of my experience in my life is thinking about that, contemplating it, ruminating on it, acting out of it, loving people based on it. Mm-hmm. Here's a problem we're all facing if that's something you share, and you may not, but for me, I don't know how I can do that life contemplating the goodness of God if I'm checking a device 100 times a day. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I mean, it's a real problem, and I don't have an answer for it. I mean, you can offer your own if you want, but I literally think that my habits that I've picked up, probably other people too, are interfering with the kind of humans we want to be. And just 100 times a day on average, I don't know how we do this. Love talking about this stuff. It is dangerous because people will think we're not talking about us. We're trying to shake our finger at somebody.
No, it is us. I was at the beach and I had my phone with me. And I'm sitting at the beach and I'm on Facebook. And I stopped for a minute and looked up. The ocean is in front of me. And I wondered how God would be like an artist if you painted something really pretty, really beautiful, specifically for a person. And they never really look up at it, never really admire the beauty of it.
That is a great analogy.
They're just kind of looking down at something else that is not as beautiful in any way, shape, or form. Wouldn't that be hurtful? Wouldn't you just be like, hello?
You know what? It is hurtful. I know that from, like, in my little forays, and I'm not a big musician or anything, mm-hmm. but write some songs, put mm-hmm. it together, put some effort into it, put it there. Hey, Mom. Hey, you know, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. Hey, Justice. Hey, mm-hmm. Julie, or whatever. Hey, listen to this. Obviously, they love me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make something for somebody and then they turn around, and I'm not implicating my mom or my
right.
wife. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
But I just mean, I love them,
mm-hmm.
make something and you can't listen to it.
Yeah.
Without turning to talk to somebody else.
Are you doing something else? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very natural. I'm sure I've done it to people too. Like mm-hmm. you said, like, this may be how we're treating God. If somebody can hear that, if they're a rules person, go, oh, you're saying no phones at the beach. That's not what we're saying. We got to have the guts to kind of question who we are, what we're doing, and then what kind of life that actually leads to, and just and throw that out there, and you can react to it however you want. But I do know that's a great analogy. When you really take a step back and you start to look at how much we care or share. Or just kind of how we balance those two things. It's tough to balance.
Oh,
hang on a second.
No.
I've just been handed a news bulletin. Okay, yeah, we can
always
break in with this.
Always during the caring and
scrolling,
sharing. That's
scrolling
amazing.
News bulletin. Breaking animal news is broken out. It's scrolling. And then we have an amazing story, a heartwarming story about a young golden retriever.
Okay.
They're just the best dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about getting me.
I'm going to say you've been pining
puppy.
For a puppy. For some time now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want a friend like that. I want a friend like this. Did you see he's like 6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a swollen, like, muzzle. His nose is all swollen. Did you
okay.
see that?
No, I did not see that.
You know why it's all swollen?
I don't know. Like, sinuses? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Brandon.
Ignore Sherry for a moment and think about this wonderful dog, because Sherry, And here's where the burn comes.
Okay,
because
go
you're
ahead.
Laughing, and I'm going to drop this. Okay, and you're going to be like, whoa.
All right, go ahead.
He was walking with his owner, and there was a rattlesnake, poisonous rattlesnake,
mm-hmm.
that jumped out to bite the owner.
Okay.
And he fought off the rattlesnake, but he got bit in the process, but he fought it off to save his owner's life.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
To save his owner's life?
Yeah, he jumped in the way.
This is what I don't understand.
Dogs will do that. Dogs are amazing. And think about how remarkable that is. And this is why Sherry is incredulous about it. A dog. An animal that will step in to defend the life of another species.
Mm-hmm. I just never understand how we know that the intent of the dog. How are we always?
My dog Rusty did the same thing.
Brand.
Yep, it's a true fact. And I saw him do it, and he went way out of his way. And they do that, Sherry. They're real good, you guys.
My apologies to you, Rusty, and everyone else.
He's a good boy. That's why we say you're a good boy. Question: would you give up your seat, like on a bus or a subway or something, for a pregnant woman? Somebody who's expecting.
Okay. And yes, I think I would.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
And we can feel good about ourselves. 40% would not. Now, here's the thing. 40% say, wow. No, I would not. And here's the thing. You could look at that and go, oh, I'm superior.
Mm-hmm.
Those people wouldn't do it. Obviously, I would. Mm-hmm. I bring it. I'm so chivalrous. Isn't that incredible? But here's the reason. I actually felt superior, and then I saw the reasoning.
Okay.
It's because the question was for these people, the 40% said, I can't in case she's not actually expecting a child.
Oh, it's that thing where
it's the thing.
Since you're expecting, and if she's not expecting, now we have a fight on the subway. Like
I can step out of the way. Just go, hey, as a woman.
Yes.
You know, I can do that. But if you're a woman,
mm-hmm.
what's your
reasoning? What would be my reasoning for giving up my seat?
How sure?
Ooh.
Because that's a roll of the dice. And it's not a good.
If it doesn't come up, snake eyes, you're
and you can't
in
leave.
Problem.
You're on a bus. I can't. Well, and I and you and I just said, whoops. Hey there. Hope you had an awesome 4th of July. Mine was awesome.
I had a good time too, but I went to your Twitter feed and was a little disheartened.
Why?
Because I felt like you were encouraging people to do unsafe things with firecrackers.
I had a safety tip. I passed along a firecracker safety tip.
It says a safety tip, but it's not really a tip. It's an encouragement to try it.
What?
Do not blow up a pack of black cats underneath a cereal bowl in order to blast a Star Wars figure into space.
Yeah, that's what I wrote. Don't do that.
It is not safe.
Right. And it's because even though...
And the next line says, yes, okay, it is cool.
Well, it is. It is cool. And I acknowledged it.
Right.
But don't do it.
But you kept saying how cool it is, Brant. So you're basically encouraging people to put... And what is a black cat? Anyway, I don't even know what that is.
Those little firecrackers, just like bang, 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 bang. Those ones.
Because mm-hmm.
if you put it... If you did that, and don't. But if you did that underneath the... And then it takes off.
And you've done it.
Yeah, but it's
and
not
you
a smart...
And you thought it was cool.
Oh, it's incredibly and cool. But don't,
that's what I,
don't do it.
That's what
I was
you
saying.
Were saying.
It's not safe. Safety first.
Right. Yes, even it if, is cool.
Even if all your friends will admire you forever.
Because, as yours did.
As they see the Star Wars figure launched 100 feet into the sky.
You're saying don't do
don't,
it.
Don't, because it's not safe. And I'm all about safety. You ever actually done that? Ever actually... I mean, I know this is like a... thing
mm-hmm.
people have done, right?
Okay.
Where they've said, hey, are you expecting or something to a woman who's not?
I have not done that, but I've seen it done, and it's brutal. It is brutal. There's no way out of it.
My friend Mike found a way out of it.
What was it?
Well, it was at Pizza Hut.
Okay.
And
hold a minute. Let us all process that.
His okay. wife, it's like after church or something.
Yeah.
And he sat with his wife and his kids in the...
Oh, boy.
Sorry. It's funny because I know Mike, but he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He was just, he's excited.
Okay.
He's like, so when's it due? To the waitress, to the server.
Oh, dear.
And she icily said, when's what due?
Okay, so she knew. Not okay.
And then he looked at his watch, which he didn't have on his wrist.
Uh-huh.
So he looked at his bare wrist and said, when's the pizza due? He said,
that's
when's the pizza due?
Okay.
Yeah, but if you're looking at your wrist, you don't have a watch on it.
it may give her a red flag that
when's
you were actually talking about her. I want that pizza.
Yeah, that didn't work. It was a good scramble. Speaking of danger, we were just talking firework safety tips after the 4th of July and stuff like that, but like on a much more serious level, I keep seeing tips. Of course, everybody's seen this, but tips for like anger management, managing your anger. Like, I understand a lot of that's well-intended. I can get in trouble here, I know. But I think it's more dangerous than that. Usually don't talk about management when it comes to something that could kill you.
That's true.
And the way
something that's toxic you want to remove.
Yeah. Unless management is just, let's get rid of this. Like, we don't talk about bitterness management, for example. We don't talk about envy management. Well, we just kind of need to manage. No, we got to do heart surgery here. This is hard work. We got to get rid of this. And maybe that's why, like, if you read what Paul was writing about in the Bible, he says, don't let your anger cause you to sin and get rid of it today. Get rid of it before the sun goes down. There's not much, like, not really talking about management. Like, get rid of all of it. Get rid of it now. Like, because it's so dangerous. Sports news. Kawhi Leonard, NBA star with the Spurs, has said he's either going to play for the Lakers, basically, or he just sit out the year.
Oh, okay. I don't follow basketball, but that seems like a really powerful statement.
It is. And you know what? I was like, that's a pretty cool thing to say. And I'm right there with him.
How so?
Either I play for the Lakers this year or I will not play at all.
Wow.
That's right.
Well, you're a man of standards.
I am. And I've just decided that's this next NBA season. Lakers, if I'm not on the Lakers, I promise you, you will not see me on any NBA team.
Okay. And who would you be turning down?
Because I'm taking a stand. Just going, that's the team I want to be on.
Because this guy's turning people down, right?
If not that, I'm not playing. That's all. Sure, you're not going to talk me into it. I am taking the season off.
Principles.
I don't get what I want. Thank you for listening. I hope you're as excited as we are about your uniform that you're going to get. And I am talking about you. You're listening to the show. We're going to dispatch very soon our listener uniforms.
And it doesn't matter how long or not long someone has been listening to the show.
Well, yes and no. You will get one and you will have to wear it. But it'll determine like the color of the uniform, just like on Star Trek Next Generation, kind of tells you where they rank. Also, we're going to have the shoulder things with things that go on the shoulders that'll show how much you listen to the show or if you've downloaded the podcast. If you subscribed, you get like a little star.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I had someone send an email and ask.
If you've read my books, you get a special helmet.
A listener helmet. I had someone email me and ask, could they request or order a listener uniform for a family member?
Anybody who's listening will get one already.
Okay.
And if you're asking about, do I get a custom color?
Yes,
no.
Yes. Oh, they can't request a custom color.
No. No, you see, this is about consolidating my power. And if you're doing something like that, you don't leave open custom whatever. I'm
so glad to hear you say that because that's what I thought this was always about.
Just a policy about, you know, that's how I want to rule my army.
You got to have rules.
I mean, my listenership. How I want to be friends with my listener friends. This is incredible. What's about to happen here? We do this thing where if you get a question wrong, an alien planet blows up. And the aliens themselves are decimated.
Okay.
Are you ready for this, Evelyn?
Okay.
Okay, you all right with that?
Do they have, is it eternal consequences, or do they just go to heaven?
Great.
Or does that matter?
Their planet's not fallen. And
So they were always in
fine.
Relationship. Yeah. I got that, yeah.
But they're perfectly...
Okay. So I don't have...
Until now, there's been no death on this planet.
All right, then, yeah, I'm cool.
Okay, you're right. In that paradisical existence for them. Okay, well, here is the question for you. Just high or low? 60% of cars currently have at least one thing wrong with them, according to their owner, meaning there's something that needs fixed. 60%, high or low, according to their owners, need something fixed presently.
I think that might be low.
Going with low.
I would agree with that.
Going with low.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have something on your car?
I know my car needs.
Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Yeah. Got a big long list.
You just start to form an attachment to those lights, like the light, the tire light.
Totally.
Those lights are my friends.
When we first got one, my wife was freaked out because the tire pressure when it pops on.
Yes.
It's got like this parent, you know, end of parentheses.
And a big exclamation point
in the middle.
Yes.
It's like, it looks like a pot belly.
Yes, that's right.
And then an exclamation point. And she's like, I'm pregnant? Anyway, this is for to save a planet. And the actual answer, we said 60%. She says that's low, it's higher. The actual answer is 68%.
Wow, yeah, you did it! Yes. Oh, fantastic. They get to stay. Yes, and so are they.
So are they. Yeah. It's not all about you. Congratulations.
They survived.
She's a hero. Yeah, this is probably where you're going to be like, okay, Brent, that's just a little bit too far. I don't want to hear about that. Okay,
well, let's go ahead down that road.
But I can't help it. It's just what I'm thinking about. I was out doing my little walk and getting into a habit of doing a little walk in the morning. It helps me pray. I have something physical I can do while I'm doing it.
Right.
All right, so go out and walk. And pray. But think about the birds and the animals and stuff. Tell you what, say this about them. You can be like, well, we're so much smarter than they are. And we are. Okay. But they know who they are. I don't think we do anymore. I mean it. Like, and isn't that weird? Because when if you believe the biblical narrative, and I do, that God gives humans the task of naming the animals, basically saying, here's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what that is. Like, he believes in us so much. We're so special to him. That's the place he gave us.
Mm-hmm.
And then to steward all of this and have dominion over all of it and all of that. Like, but we were even trusted with that. And now we're the ones who don't even really know who we are.
Yeah.
What we don't.
So true.
Like, they're not out there wondering the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They know I am, you know, Mr. Cardinal's out here in the tree. He knows who he is. And we're going through life going, like a bomb went off. And I guess it's kind of what happened.
And all of that causes anxiety, right?
Totally does.
And when we all have anxiety, what did Jesus tell us to do? As much as I don't care for birds, he does tell us.
Be like
consider
them.
Consider them. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff they're not concerned about that we're sorting through that originally that was not the plan. Wait a second. Someone is challenging the veracity of your own writing.
It's a question that just keeps coming up. Multiple people.
So Sherry's book is out. It is called I Want to Punch You in the Face, But I Love Jesus. It's life-changing, particularly for women, although there are guys that are ordering it and reading it.
A lot of guys.
So what story is it they're doubting?
There's a story that I tell that I was a youth pastor at a church, and there was a conflict within the group, the leaders of the group, and I exploded. I mean, it's in greater detail in the book, but I exploded it, and it had someone not have restrained me. It would have been
what happened?
A physical fight. It was conflict that just kept growing. And because I didn't handle it when it first started, you know how things just grow and grow and grow and grow. And it was between me and a youth leader. And one night it just exploded. I exploded.
So
and
I can't remember. Do you explain what happened in the book?
I do. Yes, I explain what happened. So basically, I was going to leave the room where the youth group was there too. Anyway, they were there. The pastor was there. Everyone's in the room, and I was going to leave because I could feel myself. I talk about in the book turning green like the Hulk. So I could feel myself losing it. So I went to leave out the door, and someone blocked me. And that's when I went to go out the door and I couldn't get out.
Oh,
I just completely lost it. And I lunged towards the person I was having the conflict with. God bless her. And then I kind of blacked out. And the next thing I knew, I was in the parking lot, just screaming, the parking lot of the church. And I remember when it all kind of blown over, my mother said to me, I had no idea how strong you were. It took 5 people.
What in the world?
Grab you. Because I already, and this is a testament to God. It really is. When I tell the story, people are like, no way, because what you know of me now, I guess, is not, you can't make that connection.
Yeah, I can, but go ahead.
Make me lunge over this table. So God has done a work in
tomorrow's show. You wouldn't believe it. It took 5 people
to get Sherry off of Brant's throat. No, I have a temper, right?
So of course.
Yeah. But once a month, it feels like 1,000 times worse. And in the book, I tell that story. It's so scary to tell that story because that's not a story a Christian person should be telling.
Whatever.
Without it. But you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. But it's not really scary, is it? I mean, is it? Who are we talking to here? I mean,
well,
on it. No, I mean it. Like, what? In like, we lay ourselves out every day.
Yes, that's true.
And we also know that vulnerability isn't really hurting.
Yeah.
It really isn't. Most people are like, okay, human beings, finally. And especially if you can point them beyond yourself. Like, I'm not asking you to follow me anyway.
But there are people who are like, oh, well, I didn't know.
I suppose. But they're gone by now. Yeah. They really are.
They're gone from this show.
Really. Honestly.
They've left a long time out of here. Yeah, they
wait a second. In your past, you did something that you're embarrassed for?
Well, it's not that I didn't do that.
Oh, no. And they talk like the ghost from Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
What?
God is surely not pleased. Yeah. Now everybody's gone.
Anyone with artistic sensibilities has now exited. People with spiritual sensibilities have exited.
Well, you know how we tell testimonies, though, within the faith.
I know, but you and I know.
Yes, yes, that people hopefully appreciate
right.
it.
Somebody tells a testimony that implicates themselves
Boy, am
in
I
a way that advances God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it usually doesn't wind up. It might. Some, but I don't think that's the crowd that's listening.
Well, the point that I had to it was to be able to project yourself to the end of it. So when you feel that fire burning inside, and this is for more than PMS, it's just anger in general. The reason why we talk about all the time of getting rid of it is because can you make yourself go to, like, if I could have projected myself to that next Sunday and having to go in that church with everybody knowing what happened. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Instead of a lot. And I heard you talk about that one time where you're talking with a guy. I don't know if he was having trouble in his marriage and wasn't going to feel like it wasn't going to work out. And you told him, let's follow that all the way to the end.
What's going
to
happen?
Yes.
Yep.
So that in anger, especially once a month for women, where you almost sometimes feel entitled to blow up because it's happening inside and you can barely contain mm-hmm. it. To project yourself to the end of that, because the wounds are still real. You know what I mean? Yes, you did that because you're going through a time of the month, but the wounds are still real on the other side of that.
Yeah, good point. It reminded me, too, of similar, I've heard it said, like if a guy, particularly to men, I'm sure the same thing could count for women, too, mm-hmm. but if you feel like you're married and you feel like you're going to do something that's going to hurt that.
Mm-hmm.
Desperately hurt it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and write all that stuff down.
Oh,
have the honesty and the guts.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down right now. Here is what I am about to do. Here is what's going to happen. Let me lay it out.
Yeah.
Or
that's good.
It's a good idea to do it ahead of time.
Yeah.
In the cool of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or
because it takes you out of that emotional space, being driven by something. And it lets you be really logical about what you're about to do and the effect it's going to have.
Yeah, at least think through that and so you know, you can see it. Yeah, okay, so get the book. If you haven't gotten it yet, you can go to...
Thank you to everyone who has. I appreciate it.
BrantHansenPublishing.net. Sherry secured the .net instead of the .com. And that's cool.
Yes, it is.
And it's basically, she wanted it to be Brant Hanson Publishing, and then it just reroutes you to Sherry's website. The URL instantly changes.
It does as soon as you hit enter. Never mind. Here's the book.
You'll never hear Brant Hanson again after you enter in that URL. But it is BrantHansonPublishing.net. And watch it change in front of your eyes.
Immediately.
Yeah.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHansen.com.